For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Cicely Nelson, a senior forward, actually a senior academically. You redshirted your freshman year, but you still have a year of eligibility. Obviously, you progressed through your academics. What is your major and what are you hoping to do with it?
Medical laboratory science, and I will be heading over to North Dakota to finish my degree, and I may go to grad school after for a PA.
That's ambitious.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes.
What is your dream job? I'm going to put you on the spot.
To coach anywhere, honestly. I know I want to be a coach. I've been wanted to since I was young. So honestly, anything coaching.
Well, you grew up in Roseau. We live in the state of hockey. What's it been like for you to play college hockey here in the state?
It's literally a dream. I've wanted to do it since I was little. And being close to home, Bemidji, when they first talked to me, I knew it's where I wanted to go, being close to family. And it's been a blast, and I don't regret anything.
Well, you're still pretty close to that Roseau Ram family. Here you get a chance to do one of the high school broadcasts.
Yes, I do tonight. It should be interesting.
Last weekend against St. Cloud State, we'll look back on that series. You had 6 shots on goal and an assist on Friday night. Where did all that scoring come for your team?
I don't know. I mean, we had that extra step that we've kind of been lacking all year, and we just all had fun, and it was a blast. We got to the loose pucks, and we put them in.
Then Saturday, they beat you 3-0 on 9 shots. I know we talk about puck luck a lot in hockey, but you guys were... It wasn't that you played bad. What was it about Saturday's game?
They just got the lucky bounces, put those goals in. They got ahead of us, and we just couldn't bury one.
Well, this weekend, you get to take on the Gophers for the second series of the season. You split with them the last time here at home. You're going to be on the road. Ritter Arena is not easy to play in. What's it going to take to get a split or even sweep them?
I mean, we've done it previous years. We've done it once this year already. We know what we need to do. We need to just come out, play with heart and battle hard. And hopefully we've got a lot of families from the cities. Hopefully we can get a lot of fans to come cheer us on. And hopefully we can just have fun and get a win out of it.
You've been playing alongside another senior, Lauren Miller, this season up on that top forward line. What do each of you bring to that forward line?
I mean, we both battle. I mean, that's what it takes for first line. We're playing a lot of good first lines, so I think a lot of battle and heart plays a role in it. And I don't know, we just come all together, and along with Kiki. Kiki battles really hard, too, and I think we make a really good first line.
You've also had a chance to play on that top line alongside Jack Casa, and she's had some good energy there as well. What's your impression of this freshman class so far?
It's probably one of the best freshman classes we've had coming through. I mean, they're all super nice girls, and they work hard each and every day, and they've done a lot this year for us already.
It is Thanksgiving week. What are you most thankful for?
Definitely thankful for my teammates, my friends, and most importantly, my family back home. I wouldn't be here without them, so thankful for a lot this year.
And with it being Thanksgiving, what is a typical Thanksgiving like at the Nelson household when they're, well, obviously with hockey, it makes it a little tricky, doesn't it?
Yeah, we haven't had one. I think last year we had to do it before Thanksgiving. Nothing ever works out. But yeah, we have a lot of nieces and nephews, so it's pretty chaotic, actually.
What's your favorite Thanksgiving food?
Ham, by far. Love ham.
Good choice. Cicely, good luck this weekend and good luck the rest of the season. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.